The Gemara Megillah Daf Dalet quotes the memory of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. You're obligated to lay in the Megillah at night, to repeat it during the day. Tosus raises the very basic question, what about the bracha of Shachianu? That obviously, that the first time it's read, of course the Shachianu is recited, but what about the repetition, the Kriyas HaMegillah Bayom? Maybe offhand one would argue that why would one repeat the bracha of Shachianu? After all, the first time one lights the Ner Chanukah, Shechianu, yes, but in subsequent days, no. Or perhaps there's something unique about the Kriyas HaMegillah Bayom. So Tosfos writes the Chiddush that indeed the bracha of Shechianu is in fact repeated because Pirsumei Nisa is an inherent part of the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah, and the Iker Pirsumei mitzvah is Bayom and not Balayla. There is more of the publication of the mitzvah during the day, and therefore that would warrant the bracha of Shechianu. Not only do you see from Tosus the Chiddush that Shechianu is repeated, but apparently you also see perhaps something that's somewhat obvious, and that is the quality of Pirsumei Nisa and the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah. Kriyas HaMegillah is not just simply Barovam Hadras Melech, which applies typically to mitzvahs, but Ad Kedei Kach that qualitatively the mitzvah is considered to be different because of that element of Pirsumei Nisa. And not surprising, when you look in the very next daf, on Daf Hei, Machlokes, Rav and Ravasi, several days in Rishonim, how to interpret the Machlokes, but whether Kriyas HaMegillah is Beyakid, or whether Kriyas HaMegillah is only Bitzibur. That's the Shita of Ravasi, Machlokes, Rishonim, the Ravasi mean Mamish B'dieved, but Kriyas HaMegillah is only Bitzibur, not Beyakid. Chovas HaTzibur in the sense that Pirsumei Nisa is considered to be an inherent part of. We paskin like Rav that even Beyachid there is a Kriyas HaMegillah, but Tosus raises an incredible suffix, Daf Hei Amud Aleph. Do you make a bracha on Kriyas HaMegillah Beyachid? It sounds like such a stunning suffix. Well, of course, you're obligated to lay the Megillah even as a Yachid, but Tosus raises the suffix. Do you recite a bracha? And Tosus answers that yes, brachos are recited on Kriyas HaMegillah even as a Yachid. And Tosus's rayas are somewhat surprising. The diuk in the sugya later, and Daf Yutes, Tosus quotes a Tshuvas Rashi that Kriyas HaMegillah biyachid warrants a bracha, but no doubt it's surprising. I think if we were asked, we would say, well, absolutely yes. Why would you think that there's no bracha on Kriyas HaMegillah biyachid? But Tosus's rayas are diukim in Gemaras and a Tshuvas Rashi because the mitzvah is considered to be so significantly deficient that perhaps Chazal were not misaking the Birchas HaMitzvah on the kiyum of Kriyas HaMegillah unless it involves that element of Pirsumei Nisa. Indeed, the Ramah quotes the Yerushalmi that the Yachid will recite the brachos lifaneha, but the bracha of Haraves Rivenu that requires greater Pirsum Hanes, and therefore Tzibur yes and Yachid no. The Ritva writes in a couple of places that it's clear the quality of Pirsumei Nisa evident in the bracha of Harav Esriveinu. The Ritva Daf Chaf Aleph, the first Chiddush Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, the second Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. The Ritva writes that number one, even though the Baal Kori should recite the brachos lefaneha, that others can recite the bracha of Harav Esriveinu. Lav Dafka the Baal Kori, because that is on the broader Pirsum Haneis. And therefore, it doesn't have to be recited specifically by the one who's performing the Maisa HaMitzvah. And the Ritva Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, that why is it that Harav Esriveinu begins with Baruch? Why isn't it similar to Hallel? That if you have a bracha lefaneha, a bracha lachareha, so therefore, as long as it's smucha lechavrta, you don't begin with a separate psicha. So the Ritva writes to demonstrate that this bracha of Harav Esriveinu is an independent bracha. And therefore, it would not have the dinim of smucha lechaverta, because this is the bracha on the pirsum hanes, not just simply the typical bracha on the kriyas hamegillah. So clearly, these indicate the uniqueness of pirsumei nisa. When it comes to kriyas hamegillah, we discussed not so long ago, when it comes to Ner Chanukah, Machlokes, the Rambam, the Rashba, the Sugya, and Shabbos, and the Chaf Aleph, it's lachar shetich l'regel manashuk, would there be any kiyum of hadlakas ner Chanukah? Is there a kiyum hadlaka independent of pirsum and isa? And the Rambam writes, absolutely not. There's no mitzvah hadlaka at all. And the Rashba disagrees and writes, no, you could have hadlaka with a bracha when it comes to ner Chanukah, even without that element of pirsum and isa. But seemingly, that pirsum and isa lesman depalig is such an inherent part of. So Tosus writes, if that's true, if the Ikar mitzvah of Pirsum Enisa is Bayom and not Balayla, Satosus is Kiddush, then qualitatively, it's a different form of Kriya Samagila, and that would warrant a new bracha of Shechianu. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam maintains Shechianu Balayla. There is no bracha of Shechianu Bayom at all. Oh, Rav Zsolti writes, maybe l'shitase, not muchach, but he just suggests that if a person were to ask you what is unique about the Kriya Samagila Bayom, maybe according to the Rambam, the answer is somewhat different. Because the Gemara raises the Megillah and Daf Yadal and Aleph, why is it that we don't recite Halal on Purim? And the Gemara has three answers. And the Rambam paskins, maybe somewhat surprisingly, like Rav Nachman against Rava, that Kriyasa Zohilula, that the Kriya Samagila is considered to be a form of Halal. To what extent does it mean that that is an absolute kiyum? Does it mean that Chazal were not misakin halal because we have the Kriya Samagila? Would one really argue, Meiri, that if there is no Kriya Samagila, one is obligated literally to recite the halal on the day of Purim? But maybe the added kiyum of Kriya Samagila Biyom is not necessarily the element of Pirsum Enisa, but maybe the kiyum of Hallel, a separate deal that the kiyum of Hallel for Kriya Samigila, Marcheshes writes that Bechara that's only Hallel Bayom, not Hallel Balayla. This is not like the Lel Seder, but rather the typical mitzvah of Hallel, which is only Bayom and not Balayla, and maybe that's the additional kiyum of Hallel Bayom, in which case, maybe that would not warrant a bracha of Shechianu. Hallel does not require a bracha of Shechianu, and maybe that can understand why the Rambam Sheet is, of course. The mitzvah you fulfilled, the Rambam could agree there's an added kiyum bayom, but that added kiyum doesn't trigger the chiyuv of Shechianu. But Tosus is ha'ara, A, the ikar mitzvah of Kriya Samigila is bayom, and B, the reason for it is because of Pirsum Enisa, and C, and that triggers the chiyuv of Hallel. When you look in Shiltos and Samach Zayin, it is somewhat mashma that the ikar mitzvah Kriya Samigila is balayla, not bayom. And this is Mefurish in the Sefer Okeach, Shin Samach Gimel. Shin Samach Gimel, it's a siman worth going through in the Sefer Okeach, discusses so many klalim of Birchos HaMitzvah. When you make a bracha, when you don't make a bracha, when is it appropriate to say Al, when is it most appropriate to say Lit. The Sefer Okeach writes the following, that whenever there's a mitzvah that has endurance, duration, Leishe Basukah, you know, this is a long enduring mitzvah. So in such a case, that's the lehaba mashma. Lehaba does not just simply mean that over lasiyasan. Lehaba means that there's an extended kiyum. And therefore, that would most appropriately be li. That's the sugim sachim dav zayin. That is lehaba mashma, a duration, an endurance. Mashenkin, when you have, right, the mitzvah mugderes, a mitzvah ktsuva, then he writes, the Nusach HaBracha should indeed be that which is Al. That's the Chiddush of the Sefer Okeach. So when it comes to Lihisate Petzitzis and endurance, and when it comes to Leishe Basukah, endurance. And what about when it comes to Kriya Samagila? Why is it Al? Isn't that a mitzvah that has a Hemshech? Chayev Adam Likros Samiga Balayla Shnosa Bayom? That's the Kasha of the Rokeach. The Rokeach answers no, because the Ikar Mitzvah of Kriya Samigila is Balayla, and that is a Mitzvah Ktsuva, Mitzvah Mugderes, and the fact that L'shanosa B'yom, we repeat it during the day, that is not enough to classify it as an enduring, lasting, lingering Mitzvah to warrant a Bracha of Lin. Oh, that's the Chiddush of the Sefer Rokeach. Aside from the detail in terms of the Bracha, but Mefurish and Sefer Okeach, the Ikar Mitzvah Kriya Samigila is Balayla, is not Bayom. If you look in the Tosos Arash, the Tosos Arash writes Megillah, Daf Dalet, Amud Aleph, the Tikkur Mitzvah of Kriya Samegillah certainly is Mayom. And the Tosfos Rosh brings a beautiful, beautiful Raya, and that is that nowhere do you find Kriya Samegillah referenced Balayla in the Mishnayos. You go through the Mishnayos in the Seches Megillah, you will not find any reference whatsoever, right, to Kriya Samegillah Balayla. The Mishnah and Davchav discusses Kriya Samegillah explicitly, Bayom, that the Zman of Kriya Samegillah Bayom. One would have expected that, you know, that the Mishnah should tell us, and what exactly is the Zman of Kriya Samegillah Balayla? But no, there's no reference at that Kriya Samegillah. The Tosfos Rosh writes, isn't that a Raya Muchachas, that Tikkur Mitzvah of Kriya Samegillah is that which is Bayom and not Balayla. So if one were to ask, what is the unique trait of Kriya Samegillah Bayom? So Tosus, Pirsum Nisa, maybe Daf Yudalev, the Kriya Sahalo Bayom, and not Balayla. If you look in Turiyevin, on that Daf, Dalev and Aleph, there the Turiyevin writes the following Chiddush, and that is, there's a very fundamental difference between Kriya Samegillah Balayla as opposed to Kriya Samegillah Bayom. If I were to ask you that, when is it that we perform the mitzvah of Purim? When is it that we fulfill the mitzvah, Mishloach Manos and Sudas Purim and the like? Isn't the answer Bayom, not Balayla? Hayamim Ha'ilun Yizkarim V'Nasim. And therefore, Shagasari Turiyevin writes the following Chiddush, that Kriya Samegillah is not really what I would call just Rabbana. You know, the Prima Gadim is Psicha Kolemas. The Prima Gadim writes that recognize not every din daraisa is of equal weight, of equal footing. You know? That which is Mufurish Bekra is much more chamor than that which is not. That which is Halacha Moshe Misinai does not have the same dinim as a mitzvah mugderis, a mitzvah ktsuva that's referenced in the Pasuk. The Prima Gadim writes many, many differences. Seven differences, six there and one later in Prima Gadim between Torah Shebichsav as opposed to Torah Shebalpeh. And what is the definition of Torah Shebichsav as opposed to Torah Shebalpeh? Which drashos are called Torah Shebichsav? Which drashos are called Torah Shebalpeh? We've discussed it in the past. Now, when the Rambam discusses issues, the Rambam writes his stunning comment that Kedushe Bia, Kedushe Shtar is Daraisa, Kedushe Kesef is Divrei Sofrim. Whatever the implications of that Rambam, one thing is clear. Kedushe Shtar is a Hekesh, and Kedushe Kesef is a Gzeirah Shavah. You see, the Rambam viewed a Hekesh very differently than a Gzeirah Shavah. The Rambam refers to a Hekesh as being Daraisa, and a Gzeirah Shavah as being Divrei Sofrim, whatever the Nafka mean indeed would be. But clearly, a fundamental difference. Kedushe Bia is Mufurish Bakra. That I understand. Kedushe Shtar is Makesh Havaya Liatzia. I would have said maybe Kedushe Bi is Daraisa, and Kedushe Shtar and Kedushe Kesef is Medivrei Sofrim. You see, according to Rambam, no, there are certain drashos that are tighter, that which is considered to be Mefurish Bekra, a Hekish, as opposed to something which is a Gzeira Shava. And the Prima Gadim goes on and describes that, recognize the same thing is true when it comes to Dinim Derabanan as well, that not every Din Derabanan is on equal footing. They're Takanos, they're Gzeiros. There's an asmachta, there's divrei kabbalah. There's certain dinim that are not quite daraisa, but that does not mean that they're all on the same plane. The Ritva writes, Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin, that an asmachta is far more chamor than a din derabanan that is not linked to a pasuk. Why do you think Chazal always emphasize the relationship between a din derabanan and a pasuk? The Ritva references a Rambam, Hakdamat Pirush Mishnayis, where at least the Ritva interprets the Rambam to indicate that an asmachta is lezechiras dvarim ba'alma. The purpose of an asmachta simply is to serve as a mnemonic. How do you remember all these dinim derabanan? The answer is, you know, we're going to link it to a particular pasuk. And the Ritva refers to that idea as divrei minus. That how can that be? It's apikorsus, not to assume that that's what an asmachta is. An asmachta is kavana sabore. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu intended of us. And that which is rooted in the pasuk is so much more chamor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not desire there should be a din daraisa, which is mafurish bakra. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu embedded it into b'toras Hashem as an asmachta, but this is absolutely kavanas habari. And if the Gemara will link a din derabanan to a pasuk, therefore that is far, far more chamor. A safek asmachta could be l'chumra, not just simply a sveika derabanan, which is indeed l'kula. And the same is true, the Prima Gaddim points out that which is referenced in Kisvei HaKodesh. If something is ordained in Kisvei HaKodesh, far more chamor than a simple takana derabana. And what about Kriya Samagila? That's an example that the Prima Gaddim writes. An example of that which is not Daraisa, but Divrei Kabbalah. Kriya Samagila. Kriya Samagila. After all, it's referenced in Kisvei HaKodesh. Hayame is the Karm Vinasim. And therefore, I wouldn't treat this simply as a Didrabanan, but the status of Kriya Samagillah is a status which is Midivrei Kabbalah. That already you find in a Meiri, a Meiri and Megillah, and Daf Yotes Amud Beis, the elevated status of Kriya Samagillah as being Divrei Kabbalah. And here, a fascinating deal. This notion that Kriya Samagillah is not quite Darabanan, but it's elevated to a status of Divrei Kabbalah, is there a possibility of distinguishing between Kriya Samagillah Balayla and Kriya Samagillah Bayom? When we speak about the mitzvos that are referenced in the Megillah itself, Kisvei HaKodesh, Kriya Samagillah Bayom, if I were to ask you, where do you see Kriya Samagillah Balayla? Not so simple. You have to look at the Gemara Megillah and David, that statement of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. And therefore, twofold chiddush of Shagas Aryeh. Number one, clear in the Rishonim, that Kriya Samagillah is Divrei Kabbalah, but then the split, maybe that chiv of Divrei Kabbalah is only Kriya Samagillah Bayom. And the takana of Kriya Samagillah Balayla was a later takana, not so clear. How much later? It's true. Our Gemara quotes the memra of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, but it will be an astounding chiddush to assume that was a takanas amorayim. There are some achronim that suggest that. Poshim shad is against the Gemara later in Megillah and Dachav, because the Gemara is bothered by why the mission doesn't reference Kriya Samagillah Balayla. No? If it didn't exist, that would be a simple teretz. No? Must be, no, there was, and the Gemara is bothered that why is it that the Mishnah doesn't emphasize. So good, our member in the Gemara is Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, but Pashup Shah in the Gemara, of course, that Tanaim also had such a Kriya Samigil that was indeed Balayla, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's of the same status. If you look in the Ran, Aleph and Aleph and Dapi Harif, the Ran writes, the whole Kriya Samigil of B'nai Kfar, that dispensation, to allow them to go and the Megillah, on the Yom HaKnisa. The Yom HaKnisa was the Yom HaKnisa. The Yom HaKnisa, no? Meaning that the B'nai Kfar, the Ran writes, were only reading the Megillah once during the day. Not at night. There was a difficulty. How could they fulfill the mitzvah Kriya Samegillah? And Chazal created this mechanism to fulfill the Iker Kriya Samegillah Medirei Kabbalah, even though they were not going to be laying the Megillah Balayla. But that's the horror of the Ran, that they didn't have a Kriya Samagillah Balayla. They were gathering during the day for their trip. So therefore, they used to read either where they gathered, Tosus Shita Yavamos, or Rashi Shita Megillah Dafez, when they got to the city. But what about the Kriya Samagillah Balayla? According to the Ran, isn't that an indicator that apparently that there is an essential difference between Kriya Samagillah Balayla as opposed to Kriya Samagillah Bayom? If that really is true, then the issue of Shechianu, well, of course. Why would you not repeat the bracha of Shechianu if this is a new mitzvah of Kriya Samagillah Midivrei Kabbalah? But you already fulfilled that chiyuv of last night, not really last year, not last night. Last night was Takana Derabanan of Kriya Samagillah. And therefore, that twofold possibility, A, the elevated status of Kriya Samagillah, but the difference between Kriya Samagillah Balayla as opposed to Kriya Samagillah Bayom. The fact that Kriya Samagillah would be that which is Divrei Kabbalah could be very, very significant l'halacha as well. That very daf, Megillah daf Dalet Amud Aleph, that's where Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says that even though maybe one would have thought that women should be exempt from Kriyas HaMegillah as a Zman Grama. No, women are obligated in Kriyas HaMegillah because of Afein Hayu Ba'oso Hanes. So the Rishonim discussed, does that really mean that women can be motzi men in Kriyas HaMegillah? Machlokes, the Bal Yatosus, the Halachos Gedolos. Why would one assume not? Why would one assume not? Men are chayiv, women are obligated in Kriyas HaMegillah. Why would you assume that that cannot be a possibility? The Brisker Rav in Erech and Daf Gimel in the stencils writes the following biur. Right, a beer, which is a broad one, many, many different applications, that how exactly do you understand Afein Hayobo Sohanes? Right. We've often discussed this now, and our construct of the steps of 1, 2, 3, right, step number one is that women who have a Kedusha Sijal are obligated in mitzvos. That's clear. Step number two is that there's a ptur of Zman Grama. Okay? Now the following. There's certain exceptions to the ptur of Zman Grama, despite the fact that Zman Grama, women are obligated. In those cases, women are obligated, despite the fact that it's a Zman Grama, based on a certain consideration. How do you understand that exactly? Is that what I would call step three, a Numa Chayiv? A Numa Chayiv? Or would I argue this is not a Numa Chayiv at all? This is a reason not to apply the exemption of Zman Grama. And if there's no ptur of Zman Grama, there's no ptur, you're back to step one. Men are obligated in Kriyas HaMegillah, tier one. The chiyuv of women in Kriyas HaMegillah, is that tier one or is that tier three? If Afein Hayobo Sohanes is just an indicator not to apply a ptur of Zman Grama, everybody has the same chiyuv and the same starting point. If you're going to argue, no, that's not true at all. Step two is essential. There's a ptur of Zman Grama. And you can argue that perhaps sometimes the Torah, sometimes the Chachamim, despite obligated, but that's a numechayim. That's a numechayim. You know, in areas of Isurim, oh, this is such a common lumdus. Whether something is a new oser, or whether you argue, no, the lumdus of Ahadre the Isurakama, both models exist on the level of Daraisa. Both models exist. Tosus and Beitzah. If you'd Beitzah and Aleph, gives you two models darais of the lumdus. Tosus writes the following chiddush. Each one is a great chiddush. Tosus writes that there's an Isser Malach and Yantiv. Step one. Step two, there's a heter of Ochonefesh. Now Tosus says there's certain limitations to Ochonefesh. Ach hasheyach al Ochonefesh hu levado yeseh lachem, lachem velo. Lachem lo legavoa, lachem lo leklavim, lachem lo lenachri. I can't go ahead and prepare food for a non-Jew. Lachem v'lo nachri. Tosus raises the issue. What would the onesh be for lachem v'lo nachri? What exactly do you mean? If lachem v'lo nachri means this is not within the heter of Ochon Nefesh, you're back to step one. You know what step one means? Malkus Daraisa. If you're going to argue, you know, cooking is malchus Ochon Nefesh, but lachem v'lo nachri is a separate issue. You know what that's called? In Isser Essay. Lachem v'lo lenachri. And guess what? There's no Malkus on in Isser Essay. That's Tosus' Dion. Is there Malkus in such a case of Lachem v'lo lenachri? And Tosus Maskana is it's a separate Oseh. It's a separate Oseh. There's no Malkus on Lachem v'lo lenachri. Wow. It's not that simply there's no Ptur and you're back to. No. It is. Within the confines of Malachas Ochon Nefesh, but. No, there's a separate osir. In Tosus contrast, that with Psulei HaMakdashim. I have a behemas hektish, of course, there's a full isra me'ila, but you know what? Nafal bamum. I'm poda, pidya, no? When the Torah says you're poda, what do? Tizbach, v'achalta, shech, eat. I go ahead and I work that animal. That's terrible. How can you work that animal, no? V'lo avoda, v'lo avoda. What does that mean? Tizbach, v'achalta, but not giza, not avoda. Tosus says, is that a separate isra? Or to argue that no, you know what, that the pidyon was matir achila, but the tunin is matir giza vavoda, in which case, you're back to square one. You're back to square one. If I'd have asked you these two cases, maybe you would have told me the opposite. No? But Tosa says, Ochon Nefesh is an example of a separate iser. Maybe you would have argued, no, that's not called Ochon Nefesh, you're back to square one. And Tosfos says the following chiddush, that, no, the Isser Giza Vavoda is a hadri surakama, and the pidyon was not chal. Oh, the pidyon is not a hafkas kedusha. The pidyon is matir achila, but beyond achila, the pidyon was never matir. You're back to square one. There's malchus daraisa. No, but the applications of Tosfos are pretty stunning. No, maybe one would have thought to say the exact opposite. The exact opposite of Tosfos, that this is not called ocha nefesh, but if you're podeh, you're mafkia the kedusha, and every yisur is a separate yisur. Tosfos says no. The pidyon is only chal gabi achila. You're back to square one. Mashenkin lechem l'akum means it is ocha nefesh, but a separate yisur. But those models are pretty striking in areas of yisurim. In areas of mitzvos, Briskarov writes, he thinks that's the machlokas Tosus in the Bahag, whether afen habosneis is a new machayi, or whether it just simply means we're back to our starting point. Back to our starting point should mean that the chiv of men and women are identical. If it's a new machayi, now who says this new machayi is identical to? I'll ask you the following question, Adin and Mekrei Kodesh, and Sipei Safrank, are women obligated on Ner Chanukah in Mahadrin and Mahadrin and Mahadrin? Well, I'll tell you the following. Well, look, if there's no Pturis Man Grama and you're back to square one, I would say yes. If you're arguing that no, it's a Zman Grama, and there's a new Chiyuv triggered by Afen Habosones, so okay, let's talk. Maybe yes, maybe no. How do you know that Afen Habosones creates the identical Chiyuv? And even if the Gemara describes that for men, step one, there are three tiers, is it so obvious that there are three tiers when it comes to the chiyuv of women? And perhaps a common practice that even though near the cholechad v'yechad, women do not necessarily light separately. Who says that afin habosanes is a adre le mitzvah kama? Maybe it's a numa chayiv, and now we can speak. And that's the sheet of halachas gadolos in Kriya Samagillah, that the chiyuv of women is a very different one. Right, question what exactly the Bahag means by characterizing the chiyuv of men of Kriya Samagillah as opposed to the chiyuv of women as Shmiya Samagillah, but clearly a Numa Chayiv. If this is a Numa Chayiv, Shagas Aryeh writes, again, a Chiddush al Gabi Chiddush, and that is that this Numa Chayiv is only Drabana. This Numa Chayiv is not necessarily Medivrei Kabbalah, because Tosus says 3 days, the Tosus and Sachem Kuches, 2 days in Tosus, Megillah Daf Dalet, that what exactly is the strength of Afen Habosones? Is that a Din Daraisa? Does it apply to Dinim Daraisa? What one can imagine several possibilities, all of which are found in Tosos. Maybe the most extreme sheet of Tosos, Msachim Kuches, Afen Habos has no relevance to a Din Daraisa. Finished. It only applies to Din Rabban. And Tosos and Megillah Daf Dalet has 2 other possibilities. It absolutely applies to a Din Daraisa, but 2 days, whether it creates a chiyuv daraisa. It can apply to din daraisa, but only obligate women derabana. Only obligate women derabana. Or maybe one could argue, Afen Habosones can apply to a mitzvah daraisa and create the chiyuv daraisa. 3 different days in Tosfos. But the chiddush of Shagazari, the Turyevin, that maybe one could argue that Afen Habosones does not create a chiyuv midivrei Kabbalah, in which case I would understand very well that men are obligated, women are obligated, but that chiyuv is fundamentally different. And maybe that would explain why the Bahag Shita, the women cannot be motzi men. These are 2 paragraphs in the Turi Evin. The Turi Evin doesn't connect them, but if you connect them, one could raise the issue. What about the woman being motzi men in Kriya Samigila Balayla? Because if Kriya Samigilah is only Din Darabanan, and the reason women cannot be motzi is because of Divrei Kabbalah versus the Din Darabanan, what about when it comes to Kriya Samigilah Balayla, unless that will be subject to the Tosfos Samigilah Daf Yotes, a trade Darabanan versus a case of a Chad Darabanan. But Shagasari doesn't connect, and done in that particular case, Ritzipe Sefrank has such a tshuva about Kriya Samigilah regarding women, Balayla, is that considered to be that which is indeed equal, but one can envision now being chayiv in Kriya Samigillah, but maybe there's a difference of a Kriya Samigillah midivrei Kabbalah as opposed to a Kriya Samigillah, which is indeed that which is a derabanan. Let's assume, for example, the following case that you're dealing with a Purim Meshulash where Tesvav falls out on Shabbos. So the Bnei Krach, their Purim is on Shabbos, and a Gzeira Derabah that you cannot go ahead and laying the Megillah on Shabbos. So guess what? The whole world is laying the Megillah Thursday night and Friday. Whether you're a Ben Ir, whether you're a Ben Krach, right? You're laying Thursday night and Friday. Yeah, Ben Kfar, different, true, but Ben Krach, Ben Ir. But that would be kind of stunning, no? That for Archi of Makriya Sant Megillah as a Ben Ir, that's a mitzvah divrei Kabbalah. And let's say Poshrup Shat, maybe based on Yerushalmi, one could disagree, but Poshrup Shat, I would tell you the starting point, the Muskal Rishon, is that Kriya Samalal Megillah for a Ben Krach on Friday, which is Yudalit, is Midivrei Kabbalah. That's Midivrei Kabbalah. That's a Gzera Derabba. A Gzera Derabba. So pretty fascinating, no? That two people reading the Megillah the very same time, Thursday night and Friday, and for you it's a mitzvah Midivrei Kabbalah, and for me, right, it's only a mitzvah. It's only a mitzvah, derabbanan. That's a pretty important possibility. The Maral Diskin has a tshuva. The Harif was the Maral Diskin, but comes up very often. No, Yerushalayim, a bachar bar mitzvah on Tesvav. He was born on Purim. Right, in that year, you know, Purim falls out on Shabbos. So, what exactly is his chiyuv of kriyas haMegillah? No, he's chayiv to lay in the Megillah midifrei Kabbalah. As a gadol on Shabbos, and as a gzeira derabba, so now what exactly? He's obligated to read the Megillah now on Thursday and Friday while he's a katan. Is that really true? So he'll lay the Megillah now, and then he's good to go. He's finished. Is that really the case? Poshup shat, that's the case. Rav Diskin writes his charif was based on the ritva and sukkah. That why is there no gzeira derabba when it comes to bris milah? Many different answers. No. Why don't you say it's a mila bismana, a good midaraisa? Yes, but aren't we afraid of Shemir Avyenu? So one of the common terutzim in the Rishon and the Ritva writes is, you know what? When everyone is performing a mitzvah, a million people are performing the mitzvah, you know, we have to be concerned that, yeah, Shemir Avyenu was b'shus harabim. Certainly Yechim are going to do so. When it comes to mila b'shabbos, that what do you mean? It's a select few. And there's no gzeira derab in that particular case. When you have to consider the masses. Okay, so shemir avirenu. But when you're talking about a select few, then not necessarily. Smaral Diskin suggested such a chiddush. Now that individual becomes bar mitzvah and tesvav on Shabbos, should lain the Megillah on Shabbos? Because it should be like bris milah. It's not subject to the gzeira derab, because this is not the mitzvah hatzibur to go ahead and do so, similar to the smila, a chiddush in order to do so. But it's like a stunning example when you have a kriya for a ben krach on yudale. That is that an example of one chi of midivrei kabbalah, the second which is only din derabbanan. Is there a difference between yom versus laila when we start calculating? You know the trade rabbanans, chad rabbanans, tlas rabbanan, who can be motzi whom, considering that indication of Tosfos. So, you know, you start, what if it's a woman, or a katan, or Laila, or a mukaf, and a poor mishulash? No, there are a lot of variables that you can plug into your chart to create chiyuvim that are a chad rabbanan, a trade rabbanan, a tlas rabbanan, who exactly can motzi whom when it comes to cases of kriyas hamegillah. In Shulchan Aruch, this is also something which is prominent. The Prima Gadim writes, Tafresh Pei Zayin, that we should treat Kriyas HaMegillah Divrei Kabbalah, and Mefurish in Prima Gadim, Balayla, and therefore not to lain the Megillah Ben Hashmashas. Because after all, the Divrei Kabbalah ke Divrei Torah Damyan, and therefore, good, Ben HaShemashas is Safek Yom, Safek Laila, but nonetheless, right, treat this as a Sveika Daraisa, because Divrei Kabbalah. You see the Chiddush A of Divrei Kabbalah, and you see the second element of Divrei Kabbalah, even Balaila. This is a Safek Ben HaShemashas on the onset of Purim. So you see that double Chiddush of the Prima Gadim, and that is Divrei Kabbalah, even Balaila. That's against that shag is against the Noda Bihuda. The Noda Bihuda in Simen Mem Aleph, right? A remarkable tshuva where it was a cloudy month and there was no opportunity for Kiddush Levana. Lo and behold, in the middle of Kriyas HaMegillah. Right? Lavona made a dramatic appearance. No? Dramatic appearance. So, now what? Now what exactly? So, Nodiv Yehuda writes, ooh, Kiddush Lavona mamash a mitzvah veres. A mitzvah veres. Who says that Lavona is going to be so patient and wait until we finish the Kriyas HaMegillah? And the Kriyas HaMegillah, Ezra Hashem will have time too. In the middle of Kriyas HaMegillah, Nodiv Yehuda said to go out and to be a Mekadesh Lavona. And the Rebbe Yehuda includes in that tshuva, it's fascinating on many, many different levels. What exactly is the chiyuv of Kiddush Lavana? And why not apply the principle of Osik b'mitzvah potra min ha-mitzvah? And the Kriya Samagila Balayla, is that Drabanan, is that Midivrei Kabbalah? Many different elements to that question. But the Rebbe writes as a Devar Pashut, good, Kriya Samagila Midivrei Kabbalah, only b'yom not Balayla. This is only a din d'rabbanan, which one can fulfill subsequently. But Kiddush Lavana is a chiyuv d'rabbanan that is a mitzvah overes, and therefore the most appropriate thing to do is to be mekadesh Lavana b'emtza kriyas hamegillah. Fascinating chiddush. The Mishnah Berurah even discusses the following kavana when it comes to kriyas hamegillah. Kavana. Because even though a machlokes tanaim, machlokes samurai, machlokes rishonim, today is in mechaber simin samach, whether bottom line mitzvos tzrichos kavana or mitzvos ain't tzrichos kavana, so the mechaber writes in simin samach today is, but the mechaber takes a stand that mitzvos tzrichos kavana v'chein halacha, you pass in mitzvos tzrichos kavana. That's the mechaber in simin samach, chokos kriyashma. And the mechaber that you know, tafpeites, that's where the Mechaber writes, a person asks you, what night of Sfira is it? So really don't tell them today is, but say yesterday was, because if you say today is, you're Yotzei, because mitzvos ain't tzrichos kavana. Yeah, but the Mechaber writes that mitzvos tzrichos kavana. So interesting, when it comes to Sfira Somer, no. When it comes to Kriya Shema, yes. How do you resolve that? Maybe one possibility is simply as follows. The Magen Avraham quotes in the Radvaz that maybe it depends on Daraisa as opposed to Darabanan. When it comes to Din Daraisa, Kriyashma. True, Machlokas Amarayim, Machlokas Rishonim, but we assume Kriyashma Daraisa, even Bidyevin, Mitzvah Srichos Kavana. Sfira Saomer, true, Machlokas Rishonim, but Rov Rishonim, Sfira Saomer, Bismanazah, only as a Din Darabanan. And therefore, mitzvos ein tzrichos kavana. So maybe that's exactly the split of mechaber. It depends. L'chadchil obviously yes, but b'diyeved, it depends. So what about kriyas hamegillah? That's what Mishnah Berurah writes. That, kriyas hamegillah as divrei kabbalah. And therefore, maybe one should argue that, you know, that kavana and kriyas hamegillah should indeed be li'ikuvah. It should be li'ikuvah. So therefore, a suffix is l'chumra. Those are the two paces, Mishnah Berurah and the Shaar HaTzion, Tafrei Sari Beis, suffix and kavana. Maybe both of those issues should depend on Divrei Kabbalah. And there, the Mishnah Berurah and the Shaar HaTzion references this distinction of the Shagas Aryeh between Kriyas HaMegillah B'Layla as opposed to Kriyas HaMegillah, which is Vayom. And as mentioned, this is found in Me'iri, because Tosus is bothered, the Ramban, the Me'iri. Why is it that a katan cannot be motzi a gadol in Kriyas HaMegillah, the Sugya Megillah Daf Yotes? Why exactly is that true? Ooh, so you know what the Ramban writes? That's a raya, that a katan is not a bar chiyuva. A katan is not a bar chiyuva. Chinuch, yes. A parental obligation of chinuch. But a katan is not a bar chiyuva. And how can you envision a katan b'motzi a gadol even in a mitzvah d'rabbanan? And even though the Ramban writes that Gemara Brachos and Davchavs does seem to indicate ben mevarich lavir, there are times that a katan can be motzi a gadol in birchas hamazon. The Ramban writes it's clear that that is not true lemaskana. Ramban for two fundamental reasons. A, the Shita Ramban is that a katan is not a bar chiyuva, chinuch is a parental obligation, and B, the Shita Ramban that kazayis and birchas hamazon is daraisa. is Daraisa. We usually assume that's the Shita of Yerushalmi. The Rabban writes, no, that's the Shita Sabavli, based on the Gemara and Yuma, and therefore Kazayis is Daraisa. If Kazayis is Daraisa, how can you ever envision a Kadmi Motzi Gana Birchas HaMazon? The only possibility would be is assuming that Daraisa need Kidei Sviya. So maybe one could argue, okay, that if a Gadol only ate a Kazayis, now maybe Asidram Apek Rabbanon. The Rabban writes that's impossible because Lamaskana, Kazayis is a Din Daraisa. And the Ramban assumes that a katan is not a bar chiyuva. You know, you put these reasons together, it's clear that that cannot be. And Vaharaya, Megillah test that a katan cannot be motzi gadol. But let's assume not like that, not like that. Mufurish and Tosus, the Shita Sarambam, Perakei Vachos Rachos, that ben mevarech laviv, that, you know what, as long as the gadol only ate the sheer drabanan of kazayis, a katan can be motzi gadol in birchas hamazon. So ben mevarech laviv, as long as drabanan, so why isn't that true when it comes to Kriya Samegillah? Why isn't that true when it comes to Kriya Samegillah? The Ramban writes, the question doesn't begin. But Tosus, of course, is bothered. And that's what Tosus writes, Megillah Daf Yud Tes. You have to make a further distinction. Daraisa, Drabanan, trade Rabbanan. In Kriya Samegillah, the Chiv of the Kut and the Chiv of the Gadol are not identical. A Gadol is a Bar Chiv of Daraisa and a Mitzvah Drabanan. A Katan, is two steps removed from any chiyuv daraisa. A, he is only a bar chiyuv drabanan. B, the mitzvah is only drabanan. So when you couple that together, a bar chiyuv drabanan and a mitzvah drabanan, that is not equal to a gadol in kriyas hamegillah. And a trade drabanan cannot be motzi a chad drabanan. And what about birchas hamazon? Ben mevarech laviv. So Tosus has to insert a detail that you don't find so explicit in the Gemara, and that is the Gemara tells us the gadol only ate the kazayis. So Tosus adds, but of course, the katan ate kedei sviya. So if a katan eats kedei sviya and a gadol eats a kazayis, now you level the field. Now you have a chad rabbanon. You have the achila daraisa timachay berchas hamazon min haTorah, but a barchiva rabbanon, as opposed to a gadol is a barchiva daraisa but only ate a kazayis. Now it's one versus one. But that's really unusual because you have two tiers of berchas hamazon. But when you leave the world of berchas hamazon, you come, for example, to Kriya Samegillah. Not true. That would not be the case. So that's Tosus's teretz. The Chad Rabbanu versus the case of a trade. The Miri writes exactly this teretz. The Miri, Megillah, Daf Yotes. Kriya Samegillah is midivrei Kabbalah. And Chinuch renders the katan a bar chiyuva dirabanan. And the wasi dirabanan umapik divrei Kabbalah. That's what the Miri writes. That's exactly why. We can talk about Birchas Hamazon, yes. Birchas Hamazon of a Kazayis is a Din Rabbanon, but Kriya Samegillah, that's already considered to be Divrei Kabbalah. In fact, maybe this is the terrace to the Kasha of Magen Avraham. In those cases, a Katan cannot be Motzi. Cannot be Motzi Agadol. A Katan can't be Motzi Agadol in Kriya Samegillah. A katan cannot be motzi a gadol in Ner Chanukah. The Ran quotes Shabbos Daf Yud and Daf Yarif, the Baal Yitir, that's all a katan shelo higi lechinuch. A katan shelo higi lechinuch. But if it's a katan shehigi lechinuch, of course yes. If it's a katan shehigi lechinuch, So why can't the katan be madlik the menorah for the gadol? It's a katan shigi lechinuch. Why not? Drabanan. So why not? Seino chinami, the pshita of the Baal Yitir is, when the Gemara tells us, a katan shigi lechinuch. But a katan shigi lechinuch, then absolutely yes. The Baal Yitir writes this in Megillah Daf Yotes as well. A katan shigi lechinuch. But, okay, you have a katan, shlogi lechinuch, but somehow he can plow through that kriya samegillah. Right? So, lohigi lechinuch, no. Pigi lechinuch, absolutely yes. That's the sheet of Baal Yitir. Katan, yes. When the Gemara says katan, no, it means a real katan, shlohigi lechinuch. Okay? Is this sheet of the Baal Yitir cited at all the halacha? So the Magen Avraham points out, right, seemingly a real stira, no? And you know what that is? In Hilchos Chanukah, yes. In Hilchos Purim, no. Wow. In Tafresh Pehe, Tafresh Peites, that's where the Mechaberites are cutting canopy motzi. They cut them. And in Tafresh Ayin Hei, that's where the Mechaber has 2 days. In Hilchos Chanukah, the Mechaber has 2 days. 2 days. Right? The Yeshomim. Can a cutting be madlik the nar for a gadol? The Machabah goes to this, Machlokas Roshonah, they're on the Balita. Machlokas Roshonah. In Hochas Megillah, Tafresh Peites, there's no mention of this Balita. There's no mention of this Balita at all. It's the Magen Avraham Tzarechiyun. You can cite or delete. No, but why would you cite this in Hochas Chanukah and not cite this in Hochas Megillah, in Hochas Purim? Why? Why would that be? Why would that be? If yes, then yes. If no, then no. You know what the Prima Gadim writes? The Psicha Kalalas. Divrei Kabbalah. Divrei Kabbalah. That's exactly what it writes. Divrei Kabbalah. Because Ner Chanukah is Drabana. So, okay, so we can cite the Shita of Balayitar, but Asi Drabana, Mapik Drabana. Kriyas HaMegillah is Divrei Kabbalah. So, therefore, it's not a spirit to say in Megillah no, and in Chanukah yes. Because good, he's Megillah Chinuch, but not Divrei Kabbalah. Maybe that's a simple teres. The simple teres. Drabana versus Divrei Kabbalah, and that would be it. So that's a further nafkamina. Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, it's printed in the Sefer Zikar and Zichron Shmuel, some in your text, writes a beautiful biur. We mentioned this on Chanukah. Should I go over it or no good? Well, what's the problem? Tosfos says, right, a chad rabbana versus a trade rabbana. A chad rabbana versus a trade rabbana. So he writes, but take a look. Ooh. You know, if you're dealing with a chovas hagavra, so I understand there's a chovas hagavra here and here and here and here, you know. You can have a chad rabban, a trade rabban, a tlust rabban, right? Or different configurations, no? Right? A mukav shechal b'shabbos, and laila, and katan, and isha. You can put everything together, no? You can have Chaj, Treis, Tlas. But let me ask you about Ner Chanukah. You know, the Rambam stresses that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is to have the Ner Daluk Babayis. Ner Daluk Babayis. And don't forget, as an example, not that it's necessarily linked to the Rambam exclusively, but the Rambam even understood Mahadrin and Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin. Not that everyone. But the whole question was, you know, Kamen Neiros Humadlik, how many candles have to be lit in the house? But there is one person that's doing everything. One person is doing everything. How exactly does that work? Because just like the Ikar Mitzvahs, Ner Yishu Beiso, the Mahajan, Mahajan, Mahajan also, true, exponentially, Minyan HaNeiros, but, we don't shift from that yesod of chovas habayis. Chovas habayis. You know, something is a chovas habayis. So maybe I could ask you the following question. Why do you even need a bar chiyuv at all? Why do you even need? Let a guy go ahead and light. Why do you need? Why do you need a bar chiyuv at all? You know, the chazanish, if the mitzvah of shofar is just a mitzvah of shmiya, so why does the Baal Tokeh have to be a bar chiyuv? No, so not such a kasa. Chazanish writes, hear, but hear what? You have to hear a kol shofar shel mitzvah. Good. One could argue chovas habayis, but the cheftza, you have to have a ner Chanukah. If it's a ner Shabbos which is burning, that's not going to be sufficient. Tosfos is chiddush, no? That if it's a ner Shabbos which is burning on Motzei Shabbos, you can't use that for a ner Chanukah. Okay, that's not such a chiddush, no? No, Tosfos is chiddush. Even if you hold, that's a chiddush, no? Even if you hold hanachos a mitzvah, that's a chiddush. Even if you hold hanachos a mitzvah, I can't take this near Shabbos and just pick it up and put it down. Even if you hold hanachos a mitzvah, not hadlakos a mitzvah, you have to extinguish it and relight it as an Ner Chanukah. Even if you hold hanachos a mitzvah, that's a chiddush, no? Because hanach of what? Hanacha b'cheftza, that which is a Ner Chanukah. You can't do a hanacha on a Ner Shabbos. forget about halakos and mitzvah. That's a pretty stunning chiddush of Tosfos. Okay? So I'll tell you, well, of course you need a bar chiyuva. Because b'cheftza, fancy, b'cheftza. But I'll ask you a simple question. B'cheftza. Is there a chad rabbanon, a trade rabbanon, a tlas rabbanon? B'cheftza. B'cheftza. When you're dealing with a chovas hagavra, your chiyuv and my chiyuv have to be identical. When you're dealing with, let's say, a chovas habayis, so good, you can't use an er Shabbos. You need an er Chanukah. But whether or not this is an er Chanukah or not, would one necessarily translate and argue that if you're only chayiv the mitzvah in er Chanukah as a trade rabbanon, so for me, as a chad rabbanon, that's an er Shalchol. It doesn't have the status of a ner Chanukah. That's the chiddush of Shmozovsky. Since the difference between Chanukah and Megillah is a chovas habayis as opposed to a chovas hagavra, so therefore it's not a steer at all in Shulchan Aruch to cite the Baliter in Ochos Chanukah, but not to do so in Ochos Megillah. In Ochos Megillah, we're going to be stumped by a chad rabbanon versus a trade rabbanon, but is it so obvious that that's a psul when it comes to ner Chanukah as a chovas habayis? Even if one is assuming, like the Rambam's Mahadrin, Mahadrin in a Mahadrin. Ooh, it's important chidushim in that regard. But, the Prima Gadam writes, he thinks the simple teretz to that kasha of Magen Avraham is Divrei Kabbalah versus Adin D'Rabbanan. And therefore, one can accept the Baliter when it comes to Ner Chanukah, but not when it comes to cases of Kriyas HaMegillah. So many, many different possibilities in terms of understanding the Iker Kriyas HaMegillah, Laila versus Yom, Divrei Kabbalah, could one distinguish within the Chiyuv of Divrei Kabbalah, and all of the differences that would emanate from, right, this the prominence of the mitzvah, its role of Persumenisa, its status in terms of Bar Chiyuv V'Drabanan, and the obligation of women or Ketanim and the like when it comes to Kriyas HaMegillah. Thank you.